scream pierced the air, a blade of noise that sliced down my spine. It tore through my chest. Cassie screamed again, the sound rattling my bones, jolting my legs into action. I leaped from the bed and stumbled to the floor, my foot caught in the sheet. I landed hard on my knee. Pain shot down my shin and up my thigh like a starburst. Cassie! I pushed to my feet, then limped ran across the hall and into her room. In the dim glow of her nightlight, she lay curled on her side under a pile of blankets, both hands clutching her head. Cassie screamed, eyes squeezed shut. Her knees pushed farther into her chest, and she rocked onto her elbows, face pushed into her pillow, then flopped back to her side. She whimpered. I rushed to the bed and shook her shoulder. Cassie, wake up! She rocked back and forth, fingers gripped like turkey prongs around her head. Tears leaked from the corners of her closed eyes. She groaned. I gave her shoulder another shake, tried prying her hands from her head. Her elbows were locked. Cassie, I demanded, wake up! Her eyelids fluttered open, and her hands eased away. She straightened her legs and rolled to her back, gazing at the ceiling with a blank expression. Jesus, honey, wake up! I snapped my fingers several times by her ear and in front of her eyes. She blinked rapidly, drawing me into focus. Mommy? Tears sprang like water from a well and leaked across her temples into her matted blonde curls. She clutched her stuffed rabbit to her chest. The alarm in her gaze reflected my own. Same dream, mermaid? I crawled into bed with her. Her reaction to the night terror scared me as much as they did her. Cassie sniffled and nodded, bumping my chin. My heart still thumped wildly in my chest. We were on day 4 of the same dream, and it was the worst night by far. Tonight should be the last night for this particular nightmare, thank God. Those screams of hers left an imprint. I'd be hearing them for months. I inhaled deeply, coming down from my adrenaline rush. Did you learn anything more about Grace? She nodded and rubbed the side of her head. Her dreams left behind echoes of pain in the exact spot where Grace would fracture her skull. I smoothed Cassie's hair from her damp forehead and hummed, waiting for her sobs to subside. More than anything, I wished to tell Cassie she'd be all right, that she'd grow out of her condition. But she wouldn't. Her abilities were as much a part of her as the freckles on the bridge of her nose. Cassie murmured a few words. I bent closer to her face. What did you say? I saw her skull. Her hair and skin were gone in one spot, and her breath hitched. And there was blood on the ground. I squeezed my eyes shut against the disturbing image Cassie's words put in my head. A broken young girl with the contorted metal of her bike in the street nearby. My stomach twisted like a knotty vine. The dreams are getting worse, Mommy. I know. I kissed Cassie's head, sniffed the innocence of her kiwi shampoo. God, she was too young to be having dreams like this. She was too young to see injuries of this kind. Like an untreated ailment, her premonitions were getting worse, more gruesome. The accidents she foresaw were followed by nightmares that recurred until the premonition came to pass. I had no idea why, nor how to stop them. Since her toddler years, Cassie had had a heightened awareness when someone she cared about was injured, almost as though she hurt right along with them. Like a nurse, she'd flutter about them, trying to soothe their pain. Somehow, with the onset of her abilities, her vision tapped into her nurturing side. She only foresaw accidents and only about someone she knew. And as soon as one premonition resolved,